thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name is Mike Sutton, and I have the privilege of serving as the CEO for Habitat for Humanity here in Pinellas County. We just want to thank everyone for taking time to be with us this morning as we talk a little bit about the work that we're doing in St. Petersburg. We have an amazing turnout, obviously, of folks, civic and business leaders, who in most cases have been touched by Habitat in some way. And we're really looking to kind of inform everyone and educate everyone around the work that we're doing in hopes that you will then help us as we really try to reach more families in need in our community. I want to thank Pinellas County Commissioner Charlie Justice for being with us today. Thank you, Charlie. I want to thank City of St. Petersburg Council Member Carl Nurse for being with us as well, Carl. And we also have a number of individuals here representing U.S. Congressman Charlie Crist's office, Florida Representative Wengay Newton, and Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch. So thank you all so much for being here as well. I didn't see, is Nikki Capehart in the room? Where's Nikki at? Where's she? Oh, she's always hiding on me. She sneaks in when I don't see her. So really, at the end of the day, we're here because of a suggestion by Nikki for us to do a tour of some of the work that we're doing in South St. Petersburg. So I want to thank Nikki for her leadership within the city. She's obviously one of the faces for our amazing community. And Nikki, thank you so much for everything that you do. I do want to share a little bit about Habitat and kind of let everyone know where we are as an organization. So we recently just dedicated the 400th home that we've built in Pinellas County. Just a few short weeks ago. Since 1985, we've been partnering with families throughout our county to provide an opportunity for home ownership. In 2016 alone, Habitat completed 50 homes throughout Pinellas County, and we provided home repair services for more than 20 families in Midtown. Habitat operates under what we call the theology of the hammer, that no matter what our backgrounds or beliefs are, that everyone can put those aside to help build affordable housing for families in need. Speaking of our families, our program is not a giveaway program. And so if there's one thing that I hope all of you walk away with today is knowing that we do not give away free homes. And I think that that's why Habitat is an organization that so many people find near and dear to their heart. The families that we partner with work very, very hard. And they're people that you come in contact with every day. They're people that you may see at the bank, at the store. We serve a lot of families that are in public service. And these families purchase their home from Habitat with a 0% interest mortgage. And so our families are coming to us with a need. They're coming from substandard living situations. They're coming from an overcrowded living situation. And they earn between 30 and 80% of the local median income. They have to show an ability to pay a mortgage with reasonably good credit. We don't look at credit scores, but what we do is we partner with families do not have anything in collections, and we work with them to get them to that point. They pay on average $600 to $700 a month for their mortgage payment, insurance, and taxes when all said and done. And so for the majority of our families, they're coming from a place where they're paying probably 30, 40, 50, 60% of their monthly income towards rent. And so Habitat's goal is to get them into an affordable living situation. And lastly, the families have to show a willingness to partner with Habitat. So they're coming to us in a place where they have signed a covenant agreement, and they're going to complete anywhere from 350 to 450 sweat equity hours. So they're working out on our construction sites along other volunteers, and they're also working alongside other families. In addition to that, they take 20 classes that are helped to design, or they're designed to help them become more self-sufficient for the long run. We want to make sure that 10, 15 years down the road, they run across problems. They know how to deal with those. And at the same time, for the first time, they're not calling Bob the landlord if something breaks on their home. So it's really important for us to teach them the skills that they need to be a homeowner. The funds that generate construction and trade jobs help low-income families find a home of their own, revitalize neighborhoods, produce tax revenue for our local government, and help build safe and secure neighborhoods are the best kind of investment in Pinellas County. Each home that's built by Habitat for Humanity contributes to the local employment in skilled trades. The positive economic impact that has been the stabilization of Pinellas County neighborhoods through building or rehabilitation of homes. The long-term benefits are even greater. So last year in Pinellas County, our Habitat homeowners contributed $398,000 in city, county, and school board and property taxes, which obviously help advance our community. By transitioning to homeowner status, many of these families raise their standard of living and no longer need assistance or costly services from local or state agencies. Of the 400-plus homes we've built, and you can see this on the map that we've put on your place setting, more than 25% of those homes have been built within the community redevelopment area of South St. Petersburg. And we feel it is our responsibility to inform all of you today that we plan to continue to invest in the CRA of St. Pete after 8 years of little Habitat activity in South St. Pete. So you see, after 2009, when the economy crashed, Habitat was unable to build homes in South St. Petersburg due to the rising cost of construction and rapidly declining value of property. So right, wrong, or indifferent, our organization did not stay committed to finding ways to build or repair homes in South St. Pete during this time. But I'm here to tell you today that our current board of directors, and a number of them are in the room. If you're a Habitat board member, could you raise your hand real quick? So a number of our board members are here and would be more than happy to chat with you today. But our current board and our staff, including myself, are recommitting ourselves to South St. Pete, and that's why we're here today talking to all of you. We still have not seen the value of South St. Petersburg property bounce back to pre-recession prices, but we are still committed to serving an area of the community desperately in need of affordable, safe, and sustainable housing. We know that through community partners, local businesses, and the local faith community, and through our partnerships with the City of St. Pete and Pinellas County, that we will increase our impact in South St. Petersburg to ensure those who want to work towards their own home or reinvest in their current home are provided the opportunity and the skills to do so. So at this time, I'd like to introduce one of our board members, Mr. Alfredo Anthony, and he's going to talk a little bit more about what we plan to do here. And as he wraps up, we're going to go ahead and jump on the buses and go see some of the work that we're doing firsthand in St. Petersburg. Alfredo?
Thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a nice response. I like that. Let me thank each of you for attending this significant event because it speaks volume to the commitment that Habitat for Humanity, Pinellas County, has for St. Pete. And please note, the one thing I did not mention is South St. Petersburg, because I believe that we need to endeavor as a city, as a community, to begin to look at St. Petersburg as simply St. Petersburg. So we will be working on that to try to reinvent, if you will, the narrative that exists in this area. Okay? I was introduced to Habitat for Humanity when I was stationed at Fort McPherson in Atlanta, Georgia in 1993. And was most excited to become a member of the board in June 2016. One of the first questions I asked Mike was, what is being done in this region? And he provided me with the same response he gave a few minutes ago. However, I was pleasantly surprised and pleased when he notified me of the investment that the city and Habitat was going to make in the CRA. Since being on the board, I've observed how Habitat Pinellas not only functions, but also executes its work with utmost integrity, enthusiasm, and commitment to the mission, the people, and the community that they serve. I've thoroughly enjoyed working on the home sponsored by the Rays as well as HSN, and will make it a part of my mission to bring value to the community by partaking in the construction of homes at least once every week or as time permits. There's nothing like hammering nails and using a salsa or a nail gun. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing, okay? I believe in the mission of making a difference in the lives of those who dare to pursue life from a distinct perspective of what they're accustomed. And I invite each of you to join me on this journey to once again give back to the community by getting out there and swinging a hammer and using one of those power tools. It makes you feel really powerful. In my time with Habitat, I've met individuals and businesses who are willing to support the work of this organization. And I cannot help but point out that young man there, Brendan. Okay, I met him at our gala, on the 8th of April. And since then, I have seen him at just about every event I've gone to. And I'm certain that he's been to other events that I have not even attended. So thank you so much for the commitment that you have shown to this community, to this organization. I've had neighbors donate funds during one of our drives. Others wanted to volunteer at the Restore facility, while a condominium management company wrote me to find out how they can partner with Habitat. And I understand that one of their representatives will meet with a member of the Habitat staff sometime this week. This is what I like to consider the onset of a movement, the onset of a movement to witness visible changes. Each of us knows that there are many challenges in this area. However, we believe that community involvement and support in the effort that Habitat Pinellas is providing will have a positive impact on this community. Once again, I cannot sufficiently reiterate the commitment from Habitat to provide services through new home construction and the home repair program. We have established an advisory committee, or what I like to consider a committee of action, to provide guidance. The members are myself. There's also Tahisia Scantlin, who is in the back somewhere. She's an independent business consultant and also affiliated with the Tampa Bay Black Business Investment Corporation. Sean King, raise your hand, please. The chair of St. Pete, young professional. Kim Falana, who's with GTE right down the road. And Chris Garrity, I don't know if he's here. Okay. Nonetheless, this committee is going to be committed towards the progress of the work that we have in this region. I always like to say that understanding politics and policies that affect conditions is good. There's no doubt that is important. However, I also believe what is more significant is seeing a mission that is accomplished. I'm former military, so I'm very, very mission-oriented. So without further ado, let's board the buses and see examples of the work that Habitat has accomplished in the process of accomplishing its mission.
So before we jump on the bus, I do want to mention that we've partnered with you may have heard the organization Brewbus. We do not have beer on the bus, but we have partnered with them to use their buses today, so that's why we're riding the Brewbuses. But I do, real quick, want to tell you all what we're about to do. So we're about to head south from here, and we're going to take you all by two homes we have under construction. Shamira Burton is with us today, and one of the homes is actually going to be her home. She will purchase the home from Habitat. And so when we get to the site, we're going to actually unload off the buses, and she's going to give us a little tour through her house, which is about 50% done. But we really want you to see the type of product and the type of home that Habitat for Humanity is building in our community. And we're going to point out a couple homes that we built about 3 years ago that are right across the street. From there, we're going to take you down South Walton, where we recently revitalized five or six homes on that block during the MLK Day and Service Day. So we want to point those out. And then we're going to wrap the tour up by taking you by a home we completed back in January in just 4 weeks with the help of our friends from the Tampa Bay Rays. So what's really exciting is that the work that Alfredo mentioned that we currently have going on, we've seen a number of businesses that have invested in Habitat, and in turn, we're investing in the community. And those partnerships like the Rays, HSN is currently sponsoring two homes in Midtown. Publix recently gave us $100,000 to build a house in Childs Park. Tradewinds just recently completed a home with us. And so the amazing work that's being done in this community is not done just by what Habitat's able to do. It's the partnerships that come together. It's the partnerships with the city and the county and numerous and countless organizations that continue to work alongside us as we work to partner with amazing families.
RadioSaintPete.com.